This is the Alternative Media, exposing government corruption, defending our suspended constitution, demanding the rights of we the people, broadcasting the truth, the puppet media dare not report. Long live liberty and death to the new world order. Prepare yourself. This is the Alternative Media.
Welcome to the Alternative Media. This is your Saturday broadcast where we discuss current events, politics, the disinformation, lies, deceit, and propaganda, the mainstream corporate-owned puppet media, and the fact that the federal government of the United States no longer has any resemblance whatsoever of representation of we, the people. It is Saturday, June 4th, 2022. We're in hour one of the broadcast. As usual, I got a lot of news and information that I want to share. Going to take phone calls. Hopefully all next hour. I got several things I wanted to hit quickly. I'm not going to spend much time on, but the Sussman verdict this week was absolutely no surprise to me. I mean, the Durham investigation, which has taken way too long, should have been concluded before the rigged election. He did not have to have this trial in the bluest area he could find practically in the country. Could have had it elsewhere. He didn't have to have it in D.C., and of course, they have, what was it, three Clinton donors, one AOC donor on it. Not surprised at all. I mean, the information is coming out that we all knew, you know, has been reported on this network for years now as far as the Russia hoax. But no accountability while the FBI arrested former White House economic advisor Peter Navarro on Friday, acting on a referral from the Democrat-run House that held him in contempt for refusing to testify at the partisan January 6th committee. This is Breitbart.com. So it's really interesting how you can see. I mean, it's just right in your face, the hypocrisy. And you know, I know people disagree with me on this, but I threw in the towel many moon ago on seeking justice through the court system. It just is, it's so rigged, it's so corrupt, it's so blatantly obvious. But I just wanted to, that's why I've not been covering any of the Durham investigation for all these months and years, is because I expect it to not amount to, I mean, people will find out the truth. We always find out the truth, or, well, not we. We figure out the truth in the beginning, but people find out the truth later, but it's so much later, and then they always say, well, we're not going to look back. We're going to move forward, and then all of these career politician, career criminals just get by with practically anything and everything. It's sickening, really. The Bilderberg meeting is going on, and I'm not going to spend much time on that. Just mention a few people that are there. It's in D.C. this year, and you know, it's having covered this for 21 years, you know, you used to not see anything about this in any of the mainstream media. And then I'm not sure when, but somewhere along the way, maybe 2010, 2012, I'm not sure, Breitbart, Drudge Report started running some stories. Before that, you know, it was Jim Tucker, the Bilderberg Diaries. Jim Tucker went around all over the world following Bilderberg and reporting on it. I met Jim Tucker, interviewed Jim Tucker several times. I have an autographed copy of the Bilderberg Diaries, Jim Tucker. Kind of proud of that one. But anyway, this year, among the guests are, wait for it, Pfizer CEO Albert Bourla. And, of course, anyone could have guessed, Henry Kissinger. How old is he, man? What, 110 or something? I mean, former CIA head David Petraeus, former Google CEO Eric Schmidt, venture capitalist and GOP mega donor Peter Thiel. Let's see, he's of the PayPal fame, right? So anyway, you know, it's been going on since 1954, and all of the media and some of the people that's been there before that you guys would probably already know, like Bill Gates, Bill Clinton, Christine Lagarde, you know. But from 1954 until probably the mid-70s, really no one knew about this going on. And then you started having some people that recovered it, but the mainstream media all denied that it existed. And then now, you know, they have their own website. They put out a list of who's there, and they even put out a list of what they're going to be talking about. And this year, their list of what they're going to be talking about is geopolitical realignment, NATO challenges, China, Russia, disinformation, fragmentation of the democratic societies, trade and deglobalization, Ukraine. So I guess you know about what you would expect. So anyway, I thought I would throw that out there for you quickly before we move on. Also, the King of Holland, Vice President of Facebook. Is there all these people that care so much? Well, I guess everyone knows, right, that this month is Pride Month. But this year is different. Man, the local news media, like your local news at 6 o'clock, which I watch out of Winston-Salem, this time it's everywhere. And they do a segment on some, you know, something homosexual, and everybody's got their logo in the rainbow colors this year. And even NASCAR, which, you know, is obviously contrary to their fan base, I would think, at least in this neck of the woods. But isn't it interesting? Someone or some organization, we probably could guess who, goes around to these corporations and tells them, I guess, in advance, you know, Pride Month's coming up, so we're going to expect you to put your logo in the Pride colors, you know, and use it on Twitter and Facebook and everywhere and ram it down everybody's throat. And an organization like NASCAR, instead of saying, well, no, you know, we're not into politics, we're just into racing, that doesn't benefit us any, that's not part of our fan base or our projected outlook or what the hell ever. They all do it. But you know what's really interesting? There's a story right now on the Stormer. Guess what? They do it, but they don't do it everywhere. They do it in Western countries. But they don't do it. They don't change their logo. Starbucks and these big corporations, LinkedIn. Guess what? They don't change them in Saudi Arabia. Or what? I think they still throw you off a roof if you're homosexual or something. They don't change it in India. So isn't it interesting? You could argue the fact that this is done in countries that will allow this to be done and not affect their bottom line. Because really, these corporations, bottom line. But they know. What does that tell us? It tells me that they know that here in Christian nation, or at least it was at one time, they know that the Christian people will see the Pride logo for McDonald's or whatever, and they're still going to go. They're not going to. Art said, "Vote with your feet," and Mal says, "Vote with your dollar," and both of those are true. But the American people is not going to do anything about it. They're just going to accept it. And I'm here to tell you, this year seems to be different. Audio 4, please, Sam.
Well, it turns out that the ratings aren't the only thing that are collapsing over at CNN.
To take very seriously that...
Whoa, guys.
Our camera fell down. Okay.
With most people having quit watching CNN, including liberals, I'm sure that more people saw that clip just now here on my YouTube channel than we're watching live on the air. But their camera tipping over still, I don't think, is as entertaining as people shouting CNN is fake news whenever they happen to come across one.
I mean, some of the attacks in Europe that we've seen, there had been that.
I was just going to say that. If he did.
It's too bad that doesn't happen every time CNN sets up a camera out in public, because that sure would be fun. But speaking of propaganda, it's June, and that means you can't scroll through social media for 2 seconds without being bombarded by, well, as these memes illustrate, I'm sure you know. Yes, it's that time of year again when major Fortune 500 companies and other brands change their social media profile pics to incorporate rainbows into their logos and post about how great drag queens and 57 different supposed genders are as part of Pride Month. But now it's not just the usual suspects like BuzzFeed and the Huffington Post. Now it's brands like NASCAR, which not only is celebrating it, but they apologize for not doing more to help the alphabet community. And what the heck kind of flag is this? Notice that they had to put black and brown stripes in the old-fashioned rainbow flag to emphasize the black and brown LGBTQAIP2K plus people. But if you think that's confusing, try to figure out what the Brooklyn Nets NBA team posted. When I first glanced across this, scrolling through Twitter, I actually thought that it was a parody, but this is actually a real tweet. I'm old enough to remember when they used to call it gay pride, but that wasn't inclusive enough for the transgender people. So remember, then they changed it to LGBT, but that still wasn't inclusive enough for the gender non-binary people, the pansexuals, and everybody else. So then they added the Q onto the end, but some people were still feeling left out, identifying as who the heck knows what, so then they added the plus to try to include them. And now even the U.S. Marines are celebrating it. This is a real tweet that they posted, as I'm sure Russia and China and many other countries around the world are laughing at us. As of yesterday, the U.S. Army account hasn't tweeted anything to acknowledge these amazing people, and I guarantee you that there's an insurrection within the organization. There are emails and memos flying around, and people are holding emergency meetings about why no acknowledgement of Pride Month yet. Even NASA put together a video celebrating the LGBT rocket scientists.
I am gay. I am my authentic self.
I am a queer woman.
I am a transgender woman.
I am a lesbian.
I am gay and I'm my authentic self.
I am NASA.
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 But as you know, nothing is ever enough for the left. They're not happy with most major brands and government agencies celebrating the rainbow people for the entire month of June. So they also gave them the entire month of October for LGBT History Month. And for several years now, numerous states, starting with California, of course, have mandated that public schools teach the students about LGBT History Month in class. Of course, what they won't talk about is an interesting thing happened once President Obama repealed the Don't Ask, Don't Tell policy and began welcoming gays into the military. At this point, when people get married, or actually really years before, when they get their first job and open their first 401k, they should also open a second investment account, or actually really a third, because everyone should also open a Roth IRA, which is a whole other subject. But you should also open a third, an investment account for your future children's private school, because you don't want to be sending them to public school. I'm not even going to show the drag queen events that are being
held. Cut that right there. You can go to YouTube. Martin Austin has a YouTube account and watch all of it. But I thought the NASA part, I mean, this is so manufactured to propagandize. And Bill Maher, who, you know, we all hate, but he actually done a piece explaining how this had went from 1% of the population to, you know, 20% of the youth in America, supposedly, according to his numbers, and was showing some classrooms where the entire class of like 30 students is all the boys are dressed as girls, all the girls are dressed as boys. I mean, I never thought I'd live to see what we're seeing today. President Joe Biden's Department of Energy marked the first day of Pride Month by calling for Pride this month, next month, and always, as gas prices continue to skyrocket, reaching another record high on Wednesday. Pride this month, next month, and always, the Energy Department said in a post to social media, making it clear that the DOE proudly celebrates Pride Month. Breitbart News this week, the Biden administration has tethered federal school lunch funding to compliance with gender identity ideology, including whether a school allows boys to use girls' restrooms and locker rooms. So, he will starve the children and not let them have lunch money unless the school goes along with this agenda. The move comes as the Biden administration is using heavy-handed measures to enshrine gender ideology into federal law. Biden's Department of Agriculture announced earlier this month that in order for schools to receive funds for student lunches, breakfasts, and other food items, it must comply with its interpretation of the ban on discrimination based on the sex in Title IX of the Education Amendments of 1972 and other food-related programs, which include sexual orientation and gender identity. The USDA is committed to administering all of its programs with equity and fairness and serving those in need with the highest dignity. Wow, what a load of BS that was. I mean, you know, there's never any discussion of, you know, the children and the parents that disagree with this insanity. But these people are interested in serving those in need with the highest dignity. You know, skipping around here a bit, but you probably saw where Brandon Beavis Butthead was talking about gun control. And, oh, how he cared so much, and enough is enough. And I think, don't hold me to this, but I think the year of the Las Vegas massacre, which we discussed last week, I think the entire school, that was the year of the most people killed in these, and I know that wasn't a school shooting, but these big massacres. And I think it was, don't hold me to this, but I think it was 184 that year of all the mass shootings that took place across the country, supposedly, because, you know, the Las Vegas story's got some major holes in it. But anyway, you know, I wonder if you compared that with how many people, how many American citizens are raped, robbed, assaulted, murdered by illegal aliens coming into the country, which Joe Biden he promotes, he allows, he pushes. I mean, the hypocrisy, it's obvious they want to take the guns away from the American people because the government of the United States is so evil and corrupt that they're afraid that one day the American citizens might get a backbone and have enough of them. I mean, that's it's not that they care about anything. If they really cared, instead of wasting $40 billion more on Ukraine, which is losing, obviously, and so is all the American people, you know, you could spend that $40 billion on the school system and make them the virtual prisons that you'll have to make them into if you ever want to you know, do more to try to make them safer. But, you know, when you live in a country with 350 million people in a country centered on nothing but diversity, all the drugs, and you promote all of this racism and division into society, you're going to have some people that's going to snap and going to do crazy things at times. That's just the way it is, you know, but they stand back in their hypocrisy and act like they're so shocked and appalled and that they care so much they need to take your guns to try to make everyone safe. Well, the Biden administration, they just can't get enough. President Joe Biden's administration announced Tuesday a new Office of Environmental Justice. Yeah, we just need more and more bureaucrats. That'll solve the problem. That's working really well for the American people. To preserve communities of color from zoning restrictions and pollution, among other objectives. I mean, you could make stuff up. The OEJ will report to the Department of Health and Human Services and will sit within the Office of Climate Change and Health Equity, according to Xavier Becerra, Secretary of HHS. Biden created the Office of Climate Change and Health Equity in 2021 to stop the warming of the globe. The blunt truth is that many communities across our nation, particularly low-income communities, communities of color, continue to bear the brunt of pollution from industrial development. Poor land use decisions, transportation, and trade corridors, Becerra said in a press release, meeting the needs of these communities require our focused attention. That is why HHS is establishing the Office of Environmental Justice. White House Council on Environmental Quality Chair Brenda Mallory described the agency's responsibilities as prioritizing environmental justice She also said that not all communities in the United States have clean air and clean water. Wow. But we sure got plenty of money for war. Back in a moment.
For the past 14 years, it's been my privilege to host the National Intel Report on RBN, to offer a platform to interview exceptional guests, to provoke critical thought, and examine evidence, whether real, fake, or somewhere in between, and allow our audience to call in and participate with your input and questions, in order to help us all reach an educated decision and arrive at our own truth. Our world has changed. It's now been turned on its head. Real is now considered fake, and mainstream fake is now pushed as real, rather than any clear thinking, consensus, or rationale.
Those few remaining beacons of light, the ones still shining through the mainstream media lies, propaganda, and deception, are being viciously attacked at every level through attempts at censorship, threatening advertisers, jailing hosts, and even killing journalists brave enough to speak the truth to you. We are in a war for our very freedom and existence, and through these despicable acts, freedom haters, collectivists, and communitarians have shown they will stop at nothing to blot out these last few beacons of light. Truth is becoming increasingly more difficult to unmask, just as the term unmasking itself is spoken by those usually anonymous sources. They promote their lies, wishing to mask the truths by ignoring it, vilifying it, or conspiratorializing it into a black hole abyss.
Regrettably, RBN has reached the tipping point, and through internal audit and actuarial review, it has now been determined that the only life raft of survival to this network is to go the way of PBS, that being audience-supported. Like a cornered animal, the left with veracity is pulling out all the stops with every effort to effectively blacken our beacon forever. Help us, folks. Help yourselves. Don't let our light stop shining. Our motto has always been, because you can handle the truth. It's time to review your budget, folks. If you want the truth to keep flowing through RBN, go to republicbroadcasting.org and become a regular monthly donor of 30, 40, 50, or 100 or more a month and ensure you keep the truth flowing.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
We'll be right back.
running down some of the insane news of the week. You know, I mentioned Bilderberg earlier. My son Ty and his girlfriend's listening, and I went to Bilderberg in 2008, as you well know. My sons went with me in 2012, and anytime I see the headlines of Bilderberg, I always think about the great time. I was sick, unfortunately. Really hampered my ability to enjoy it, but those two enjoyed it very much. And so if you ever get to go to any type of those events, do so if you can. It's hard to believe. It is super hard for me to believe that that was 14 and 10 years ago. But also, last week I played a clip of Joe Biden, and I had several people email me and wanted that clip, and I think we might have missed just a little bit of the very start. It's very short. So this is an important clip you can share if you have anyone that denies the replacement. It's not the replacement facts or the intentions of the federal government with regards to massive legal and illegal immigration. So let's play audio two, please, Sam. Joe Biden.
I would argue it's unlike any other large country in the world. So there's a second thing in that black box, an unrelenting stream of immigration, nonstop. Folks like me who were Caucasian of European descent, for the first time in 2017, we'll be in an absolute minority in the United States of America. Absolute minority. Fewer than 50% of the people in America from then and on will be white European stock. That's not a bad thing. That's a source of our strength.
And he was going to say that that's a source of our strength. What a sellout traitor. What a piece of filthy scum. To betray your own race in such a manner. And to celebrate, to openly say it. Now, that was 2015. So these people, you know, in the mainstream media, that always say that, you know, this is some right-wing vast conspiracy theory. Right there is the lips of Brendan Beavis Butthead himself saying that this is what they are intentionally doing, they're working toward, they are doing and have done, and are successfully, intentionally changing the demographics of America. And I've said that on this broadcast many a time, demographics are destiny. Demographics are destiny. You don't see other their culture and their nationalism doing this to themselves. You certainly don't see Israel doing it. You don't see Japan doing it. You don't see China doing it. You don't really see Russia doing it, because this is a recipe for nation wrecking. The UK has done it to itself. France, certainly Germany's done it and had it done to them. And of course, you see the results here in the West. But that's never discussed when any of these problems that we have, shootings, stabbings, muggings, robberies, murder, are the result of this clash of cultures that's intentionally been brought about in this country. And so I wanted to get that in the archive this week, because several people emailed wanting that. I think I sent it to everybody that wanted it. Now it's in the archive, and it was last week as well. But that is something very interesting to share with people, and it shows the true intention of these complete criminals and what they have in store for you and your children's future, which, as any of us sit here today and look at the rapid transformation straight down with gasoline doors on of this country and its morality in the last decade or so, it's breathtaking. Coming up on a break, back in moments.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. Patricia, excellent herbal formula. I use Extendivite to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Brian, I'm using Extendivite, and for me, it has made a world of difference. God made all these nutrients in the ground. Enough said. Cammy, 5 stars. I feel a lot of energy since I started taking Extendivite. TR, 5 stars. All I can say is Extendivite works. Buy it, try it, and see for yourself. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Hi, Tom Bolton for EaseOff. I know so many of you are finding our EZ4 carcass drop and lift an essential tool for your meat processing operation, but today I want to spotlight 4 of our new products. First, our right height hog cradles with steel or aluminum frames. Our customers love this back-saving innovation that enhances sanitation and speeds production. Next, our beef cradles with stainless steel or aluminum frames eliminate rust and corrosion. We hope you'll compare our quality and prices for this essential part of your processing line. Our cradles are especially effective when used with our power skinner. And finally, our hook tumbler will keep your hooks clean and polished. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
Playing some of the Masked Metal. You know, it's interesting. Iron Maiden's going to be coming through North Carolina this October, and well, the prices of the tickets have changed. You know, it costs you a lot more to go see some of these bands, the bands that you loved from the 80s. But I'm making plans to attend. You know, we've talked about all these fires that have supposedly broke out at all these food processing plants, which, you know, obviously it looks extremely suspicious. Well, there's been another one this past week. Tens of thousands of chickens killed in Wright County egg farm fire. This is Howard Lake, Minnesota. Massive flames burned down a barn with tens of thousands of chickens in Wright County. It goes on to say, and needtoknow.news has the entire story if you want to look into it. They're trying to investigate the cause of the fire. Now, you know, here in... I got a little bit of congestion here, everyone. I apologize. Here in North Carolina, it is normal now, you know, to go into the grocery store at any given time and see shortages of practically anything. And also, I went in a Lowe's Hardware this past week, and there was no flooring. no laminate, only two choices you had for carpet. You know, this is a wall that would have, you know, vinyl flooring, the rolls, carpet. Normally, I mean, I've been in this Lowe's many times. You would have, I don't know, 15, 20 different carpets to choose from, and probably more than that in laminates and vinyl flooring. Just nothing. You know, two choices is all you had in carpet. They were out of the foam. You put down the padding under the carpet. So, I mean, you know, but on the other hand, though, houses are being built everywhere, and housing is just totally, completely insane here. I mean, a 20-year-old single wide that should be $45,000 is $120,000, you know. So I know I've said this before, but I really think we're being set up for the what's coming this fall, because they're not going to let go. I mean, they're trying to even hang on and push, you know, the mask here and there and monkeypox. And, you know, they're never going to come on and say, look, all this is over. They got too much out of it, you know, and they're still continuing it. Listen to this story here. What's my source? This was Breitbart. A high school in Los Angeles County is prohibiting unvaccinated students from participating in their graduation ceremony. And, you know, this, again, as we all know, kids, this was the least affected by this. Even if you, I know people disagree that it even exists, but let's say if it exists, the recovery rates are 99% or better. I don't know anyone now in this area that supposedly has the flu. Okay? It's the newspaper that was putting the numbers on the front page. Had quit months ago. So, but you just wait and see what happens. After prohibiting unvaccinated seniors from attending prom and senior awards night, Granada Hills Charter High School is banning unvaccinated students from its graduation ceremony on June 2nd. Now, you know this is complete ridiculous absurdity. And they know it. But yet they're still doing it. So what does that tell you? They are still trying to fearmonger the American people. And look at these. I mean, this is it's sad for the kids, and it's sad that they're in the public fool system. Instead of attending the ceremony, Granada Hills Charter High School offers remote participation to 70 unvaccinated seniors by having their names called while their other classmates walk the stage. Remote participation. Well, no need to continue reading it. I mean, you get the news. You get the gist of it. You're going to see more of that. They're just going to keep on. The Telegraph this past week reported that the AstraZeneca vaccine may increase the risk of serious neurological condition, GBS, which is the Guillain-Barré syndrome, with the jab's Trojan horse delivery system possibly to blame. Scientists believe in a discovery which may apply to similar vaccines. Now, what's interesting about this is, you know, this audience knows, and we've listened and watched all kinds of doctors that and scientists that have come out and told the truth about what's happening. And, you know, it's on BitChute, and it's on various platforms that allow the truth, and you guys know it, and various hosts on RBN's had various guests that's exposed all this. But here's what I'm leading up to. This information right here, which the Telegraph reported, they'll never report on mainstream media. I mean, I've talked to a bunch of people and told them, you know, some of the facts about the dangers and the statistics, and they're like, no way, you know? So you've got, and this is what I guess is the most unfortunate thing about the situation we find ourselves in. Now, I do think that there's a lot of people that was fast asleep when the combination of the COVID hoax and the in combination with the rigged election kind of shook them out of their coma, and they started paying attention, and that's a good thing. But you've still got a large segment of society that don't want to know, doesn't look into anything. They just go with whatever the latest thing is. They slap the Ukraine flag on their Facebook, and go around and say dumb stuff while wearing their mask. That, yeah, I'll pay more for gas, which gas has now doubled under Brandon Beavis Butthead. We're pushing $5 a gallon. I think it's about $4.59 here in this area of North Carolina. So now they're just openly admitting some of these side effects that people are having from the vaccines. And yet, all the while, I mean, the radio, the PSAs, the TV, the commercials, practically nonstop propaganda to try to manipulate you into going and getting vaccinated. Now, I thought this was really interesting. I know a lot of people's covered the shootings, but they just seem to get more bizarre. The DailyMail.co.uk headline revealed female online gamer reported fellow player now suspected to be Salvador Ramos, who threatened to shoot up a school with AR-15 to the FBI just hours before the Uvalde Elementary School massacre. Gamer said they recorded another player threatening to shoot up a school online after losing at a video game only days before Salvador Ramos killed 21 people. Now, you know, it's the story just keeps getting weirder down there. And, you know, I've covered the last couple of weeks how weird the subway shooting was, and it dropped out of memory hole. They're not saying a whole lot about the Buffalo shooting, which I sent that video out to everybody that requested it so you could judge for yourself. The user said she reported the outburst to the FBI before the massacre. A friend of Ramos said he would talk about school shootings all the time while playing Call of Duty, but everyone on the game always thought he was joking. Now, that's weird enough, right? But it gets weirder. This is the same DailyMail.co.uk. You have to go halfway around the world to get some information about what's happening in this country. Revealed, Uvalde School District was part of an AI program that rooted out potential mass killers and monitored social media for threats of potential shooters. So that city, which, you know, it looked like it was just practically completely Mexican. And now they said on the news that the chief of police didn't even have a radio in his car to correspond when this was happening. And, you know, it's made me wonder, and I think Paul last week kind of alluded to this a little bit. It's made me wonder if this was just a sleepy little town. You know, small towns have a good old boy network in them. Doesn't matter what race they are. And had a lot of, you know, maybe people hired on as being police officers that didn't have a lot of training, and nothing much ever happened there. And that when this happened, they were just completely flabbergasted as to what to do. And nobody wanted to get shot. And maybe they were just not very well trained. I don't know. I'm just throwing it out there. It looked like chaos. But here, they're saying that this school district was part of an AI program to root out potential mass killers and monitor social media for threats. And then the story right beside of it is this is all this guy done, was threatened, and he's in this area of this AI program. Texas school officials have been monitoring student social media prior to the deadly shooting, but failed to pick up on the post from the gunman. As an 18th birthday present to himself, now deceased suspect Salvador Ramos bought two AR-style rifles and paraded them on social media. I just wanted to throw that in. I don't know if it really matters or not. Because so many of these events, it's like it's almost just an impossibility to get your foot on solid ground. I mean, I was kind of revisiting after we done last week's broadcast, looking several things that were mentioned made me rethink the Las Vegas massacre. And just so many unanswered questions. And of course, the FBI, at the, a year or two later, came up and said they really didn't find any motive for the shooting, you know, of course. But you know, everyone in this country that's awake, that's keeping an eye on things, have to have no confidence in the system anymore. I mean, back to earlier in the broadcast, the Sussman verdict. No accountability. All of this criminality on display, you know, and of course that they're trying the attorney, who I think was supposed to be the fall guy, they were going to let him roll. You know, they're not as, they're never, I don't think they'll ever be any accountability like to Hillary Clinton, who, you know, we all know was behind this or knew of it, you know. Well, how about this? It's time for, wait for it, the Clown World segment. I've done a lot of stories, but I didn't know we'd get to this one. Free West Media ran the story. Insects are supposed to be nutritious and have a lower carbon footprint than regular meat, scientists have claimed. Young children will soon be eating insects to encourage a new generation to switch from meat to insects and to convince their parents to follow their lead. Pupils at four primary schools in Wales will be fed alternative proteins such as crickets, grasshoppers, silkworms, grasshoppers, and mealworms. It says grasshoppers twice. The project to change people's diets starts this week. The researchers hope their findings will provide information on how to make British children, and by extension their parents, believe in the environmental and nutritional benefits of edible insects. So here, we're supposed to believe that these Western governments care so much about the planet, you know, while flying all of this military equipment everywhere, and while the United States government's got 500 military bases in 100 countries, and that's being conservative, and look at the carbon footprint that must require. They're going to tell the serfs and the knaves, us, and starting it out on your children, that you need to eat bugs because you can't have meat because of the carbon footprint. And we're trying to save the globe here while we're spending $40 billion. I don't know how much Ungrate has spent, but, you know, they've been behind arming Ukraine to get as many people slaughtered as possible to continue this war. But going to tell you out of the other side of their mouth, your children need to eat bugs. You know, it makes me wonder when I do a story like this, how far are the people of this planet willing to put up with this BS? I mean, how far is everyone really willing to go? I mean, earlier this hour, I was doing the Pride Month segment where this is being jammed down your throat on every turn now. And the discussion is just constantly headlining about transgenderism. And, you know, if you glorify it and you condone it, you're going to get more of it, and everyone knows this, and that's what's happening. And a lot of the youth, you know, youth, teenagers, they want to rebel against their parents. You remember that's how when guys started growing their hair long, parents didn't like it. Rebelling, 60s, 70s, you know, and then what was after that? Everybody getting tattoos. Now it's the youth being trans. and probably, you know, most people now's got a member of their family, children, grandchildren, whatever. And so we're just seeing the complete degeneracy of a society. And at the same time, using this climate change hoax, just like they used the COVID hoax to advance their agenda, where it's nonstop now. It's constant. And it's going to come down to how many people are willing to stand up and resist, because I think we're going to witness again. Maybe I'm all wet, but I predicted Biden was going to win the election through fraud. And I went to bed on election night with Trump being way ahead and woke up the next morning, on Wednesday morning, to them saying Biden was president. I think that the demon rats are perfectly confident with just going ahead and attempting to rig the midterms. Because I can't envision, I wish I could, and maybe you guys can, or some of you can tell me, share it with me. But I don't envision January of next year, when the new House takes office, that you're going to have, even if you do have a majority of the Republicans, they'll be too weak and cowardly and inept and impotent to impeach Biden or do anything about any of this corruption. Now, I wish I didn't feel that way. I wish I had some hope. But I'm going to have to Allen it. I don't have any. I've not seen anything to give me any hope. I don't know where I'm supposed to find it. But, you know, maybe it'll happen. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau announced that his government will introduce new legislation to implement a national freeze on handgun ownership and prevent people from buying and selling handguns anywhere in the country. Trudeau said the day this legislation goes into effect, it will no longer be possible to buy, sell, transfer, or import handguns in Canada. 2 years ago, Canada banned the sale and use of some 1,500 models of semi-automatic firearms with the capacity for magazines falsely called military assault weapons. The Canadian government will also offer a mandatory buyback program that will begin at the end of 2022. Isn't that interesting? Isn't that interesting? Now, I did catch one thing when Brandon was giving his speech the other night. He said, we've got to allow gun manufacturers to be sued. Now, had been implemented, because Remington was sued successfully by the Sandy Hook parents. Remember that? We just talked about that a few weeks ago. But I didn't have time to look into that to see exactly where the truth lies on that. Maybe someone calling next hour can share. But, you know, that is the best way for them to eliminate the manufacturers even creating guns in this country, because someone shoots someone with a gun and then they sue the manufacturer and bankrupt them through the court system. You know, that would be the same as someone goes and buys a car and runs somebody over, and then you sue Chevrolet for building the car. I mean, it's absurd, you know. That would be like someone grabs a butter knife and puts somebody's eye out with it, and you sue the butter knife manufacturer, you know. I mean, how ridiculous are we going? To what extent of absurdity and just plumb ridiculousness is this country willing to delve? So then you would have, you know, I guess next, you know, sue the bullet manufacturers, sue the gunpowder manufacturers. Someone hangs someone with a rope, sue the rope manufacturer. I mean, just keep all businesses in constant, endless litigation. I mean, you know, I know I was no Rush Limbaugh fan, but I heard him say several times that, you know, exposing hypocrisy does nothing. And it's literally the truth. I mean, you can just on a weekly basis just take everything that the left says and just expose it as a I mean, Build Back Better was created and pushed by people that's never built anything. Brandon and the rest of this crew on the left that tells you you can't have guns, he's been protected by assault weapons for 40 years while he's served in the Congress and reigned during the decline of the country. He's been protected by guns, but he don't want you to have a gun. I mean, it just goes on and on and on. And then they veil themselves in that they care so much. You know, they want all of this equality. But they care so much about the Ukrainian people that they're willing to spend billions of dollars for them to fight. Yeah, I got the story here. I want to get this in. Listen to this. The RT ran this story. Let men pay to leave Ukraine. Able-bodied men could pay the state to legally leave Ukraine. Ukrainians who are eligible for military service should be allowed to leave the country in defiance of an active travel ban if they pay several thousand dollars, an Interior Ministry advisor suggested on Monday. Most male Ukrainians age 18 to 60 cannot legally travel outside their homeland due to martial law. Can you imagine if any other country was doing that? What if North Korea was doing something like that? How they would use it to demonize them, you know? But Saudi Arabia can go and destroy Yemen and nobody cares. But Russia can't take back the Donbass after we installed the government in Ukraine in 2014 and have funded all these bioweapon labs right on the border of Russia. No, we can't have that. We can't have that. So I wanted to get that in quickly. We are going to take phone calls all next hour. I'd like to hear from you guys. 512-248-8252. 512-248-8252. Several of you are starring in a commercial I made that RBN is playing, promoting the broadcast. I think Daniel, Art, Paul, Jay, Dave, Bruce, maybe a couple others. I made that quickly. I'm going to mix it up. You know, I'm not going to leave it the same. So, and I want to include clips of some of what you guys say. I think that makes it very interesting. So coming up on the top of the hour break, taking phone calls, 512-248-8252. Back in a moment.
Nothing beats a storable food stockpile for readiness. But there are two problems with storable food. It's expensive, and eventually, it runs out. Then what? What happens to you or your family when there's not enough food to go around? In a true survival scenario, you need a renewable food source. That's why Seed Armory has developed a survival-grade seed vault that can produce over $25,000 worth of crops from just one kit. Unlike other seed vaults, we don't inflate our seed counts with fillers. All our seeds are 100% heirloom and non-GMO. Not a green thumb? Don't worry. We've written an easy-to-follow guide to guarantee your success from planting to harvest. For a limited time, we're offering an additional 10% off your order when you enter the code RBN at checkout. Go to seedarmory.com. That's seedarmory.com. Don't wait. Like everything else, seeds are in short supply.
You're listening to Real Talk Radio, only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.